أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue our theme توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية moral guidance from everyday experiences. Allah سبحانه وتعالى advises us in the Holy Quran in the verse يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا قولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Speak words that are true, correct, and your actions will be rectified and your sins will be forgiven. Allah says that in Surah Ahzab. Now this verse exhorts us to speak the truth, to be truthful also in how we say what we say. This is very important because sometimes speaking the truth can be half a truth and not the whole truth. So here the verse actually doesn't say speak the truth only. It also implies speak the truth and be truthful in how you say what you are saying. Keep that in mind. Because you could convey what is false in a seemingly truthful way. And we can do that by framing the facts in a specific context, creating a particular perspective without conveying the whole truth. This is very masterfully done by the media. And this occurs more than you think. Politicians do it, conspiracy theorists do it, and of course the media, much of the media, they've mastered this. They use proven facts to persuade people in believing false claims. I want to refer to an incident that occurred in 1997. A 14-year-old boy by the name of Nathan Zoner. What he did was he presented a project for the science project for his school. And he was seeking through this project to ban a particular substance which he said was very, very dangerous. And he said, this substance is DHMO, dihydrogen monoxide. Dihydrogen monoxide. And throughout his presentation, Zoner provided his audience, the teachers and the principal and classmates, scientifically correct evidence as to why this substance, which is found everywhere in the world, in every water pipe, in sometimes in the sky, wherever, all over the world is found. And he explained that dihydrogen monoxide causes severe burns. When it is in gas form, it can cause severe burns. It's so destructive that it can corrode rust. Forget the human body, it can corrode rust metal. It's commonly found in human tumors, as well as in acid rain, and causes excessive damage to your urinary tract if it's consumed too much. And he said, it's fatal if you inhale it too much. If you inhale it, it can kill you. And annually, dihydrogen monoxide worldwide kills 320,000 people. Dihydrogen monoxide kills annually 320,000 people. And he said to his classmates and to the people around there, I want to ban this substance and I want your vote. How many of you feel that dihydrogen monoxide should be banned? And 43 out of 50 students, in other words, 86% of the students and those present, voted to ban this obviously clearly dangerous substance. However, what he did not tell them, you see, he didn't say a single word of a lie. All the facts he gave were facts. What he did not tell them is that dihydrogen monoxide is simply an unconventional name for water. But not a single one of his facts were false. And his experiment was called what? Not water. It was called, how gullible are we? The topic was, how gullible are we? You see, all the points that he used to convey were 100% factually correct. But he skewed the information. He skewed the information in his favor by omitting certain realities. It does kill 320,000 people when they drown in the sea or by flood. It's not dangerous by itself, but the impression he gave was it kills 320,000 people. I mean, 20,000 would have been enough for me to vote, get my vote. So 320,000, he didn't say, but they die by drowning or by floods, which also means by drowning. And the fact that if you inhale it, any liquid, if you inhale two handfuls, you'll die. But it's true, if you do inhale water too much, it can kill you. So what we are saying, what we learn from this, is to realize that people could convey what is false in a seemingly truthful way. And this is very, very important, especially when we view the news. We have 200 channels of news, and you look at what they say about Palestine and parts of the world, and it's completely non-factual, but they're using facts. 10 people died, 4 people died, and there was a skirmish, and both sides must cool off. They don't say who's hitting who. They don't say who killed who. They don't say who started first, but and both must calm down. So you say, well, it's a very balanced news. So what we are saying is, we learn from this that people could convey what is false in a seemingly truthful way by framing the facts in a specific manner, by manipulation of information, and by stating part of the truth, creating a particular perspective without conveying the whole truth. And that is why Allah says, "Qulu qawlan sadida." Speak the truth, but be truthful in how you convey the truth. The truth and the whole truth. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Please drink water. Eh?